This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Some of the Democrats prosecuting the case in the Senate reacted to President Trump's lawyers starting their impeachment defense by insisting they made the call for witnesses and to review documents. New York's Gerald Nadler, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, said the argument made by the president's defense team that there should have been witnesses brought by now ignores that the president ordered members of his administration not to testify.
Remember, the president gave a blanket order to everyone not to testify. All members of executive agencies, the people who testified in front of the Intelligence Committee, were defying direct orders from the president.
President Trump is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and then obstructing Congress as it tried to investigate. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.